Now then, it's barbecue season time, isn't it? Hopefully soon the sun will be poking its head back out and we'll be getting the barbie out and we'll be shopping in the aisles down for all the meat under the... everything you can think of, meat-wise, burgers, bacon, sausages, everything like that. Have you considered sort of buying veggie stuff, though? Because maybe you'll be getting some people over and some of them might be vegetarians. Have you thought about that? The lovely Leslie Waters joins us now on the show, TV celebrity chef. Morning, Leslie.
Good morning, Leighton.
How are you?
I'm really good, thanks.
It's great to have you back on.
Oh, it's nice to be there.
Now, then, I must admit, though, when you do think about going down to the supermarket, you do straight away head for the meat counter, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, it's quite interesting, but I think things are changing quite dramatically. This research was done by Garden Gourmet, and in Swansea, the approximate number of vegetarians are 14,700. But you have a new type, meat reducers, which is probably what I am actually, 41,700. And these are people who love meat, have it in their diet, but maybe only have it three or four times a week. And the rest of the time, they might have a meat-free product and vegetarian food. Mm. So they're getting a good all-round balance.
Okay. The thing is, can it be as exciting a taste and things like that as meat?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think that meat-free products have really moved on, and vegetarian food, I mean, is fantastic. You know, more vegetarian restaurants are opening up. And actually, I was talking to someone the other day and saying, you know, that often when we run vegetarian courses at the school, 50% of them aren't vegetarian. You know, they just like vegetarian food, and maybe they've got someone in their family. You were saying earlier about barbecue. I mean, let's hope the weather's going to be great this weekend because I'm holding a big barbecue. I've got all the family coming over, all the friends coming over. Now, I can tell you, my daughter's just announced she's vegetarian.
Right.
But she'll still want a bacon butter. Yeah. But she doesn't like meat very much. My mum's vegetarian. Yeah. My niece is vegetarian. So, you know, why should they miss out on enjoying a barbecue?
Yeah.
And, you know, meat-free products have really moved on. And also, you've got to remember with a barbecue that all those other dishes as well make it fantastic. I think there's nothing better than getting everybody around and eating outdoors. Food always tastes better outdoors, doesn't it?
Oh, doesn't it, Jess? Al fresco, definitely. But Leslie, I mean, as a chef, any tips that you could give to Swansea Sound listeners now to help them have a barbecue with a bit of a difference this summer?
Okay, so I think one of the big things is to keep it simple, you know. Don't try and do too much on the barbie because you can pack it out with all the side dishes, you know, all the salsas, all the relishes, all the lovely big salads, all the lovely breads you can do. All of those things will add to your feast. So you don't have to put loads on the barbecue. Also, remember, light your barbecue far enough ahead of time. Give yourself a bit of extra time because where some people go wrong is they put the food on the barbecue when it's flaming and your food will burn and not cook. So you want to wait until the coals get slightly whitish, And, you know, enjoy it and get everyone to help. You know, don't just take it all on board yourself. And remember those little side dishes. One of the ones I love is I do a hummus sauce, which is really easy to do. So you buy some good quality hummus and I add some Greek yogurt to that and mix it together and set that to one side and then make a lovely fresh guacamole with avocados, chilies, lime juice, coriander and put that in a little dish. And then maybe you could do get some pineapple, chop it up quite thick, put a little bit of olive oil on it and griddle it and then a bit of black pepper and then chop up some toasted cashew nuts and sprinkle, chop up your hot pineapple, sprinkle the cashew nuts. All these sort of lovely dips and sauces and salsas go really, really well with barbecued food and they will add something to your feast. It also means that you can prepare a lot of dishes ahead of time, so you're not doing everything at the last moment.
Are you surprised by some of the figures that came out from this survey, though, Leslie, to see how many people are turning veggie these days?
Well, I think, yeah, but what I'm quite interested in, the thing I'm really interested in, are these meat reducers, which people who are not taking meat out of their diet. And to be honest with you, meat does give us really good things, you know. I mean, it gives us zinc, it gives us iron, it gives us protein, especially red meat.
Yeah.
But you don't want to have it 7 days a week.
No,
I don't feel good eating, and one in five Brits eats meat every day.
Right.
So I think this meat reducer thing is a real trend. And I think what's happening, I think it's the best of both worlds. Mm. You know, you buy the best quality meat you can, you have it three or four times a week, then you maybe have a meat-free product and vegetarian food. You're getting a good all-round diet. And I suppose at the end of the day, it's that old thing, isn't it? You know, sort of balancing all things. So you're getting the best from everything.
Brilliant. And of course, as I mentioned earlier, if you are having a load of people over for a barbecue, make sure that you do consider vegetarians, because it's something like, is it one in four or something like that, vegetarian?
Yeah, I think it's, I mean, certainly in your area, you've got 14,700, you know, vegetarians. And in the UK, we've got 4 million. So, you know, out of, but also don't forget, you know, people who eat meat will probably enjoy a meat-free product, you know, with all your side dishes. So maybe you could do a taste test and see what happens.
True. Yeah. And it'd be nice to experiment with other dishes than just meat, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I think that, you know, I love meat. I wouldn't want to take it out of my diet, but I also love vegetables. Mm. I mean, they, you know, years ago, they used to be something on the side. These days, they can be the hero of the meal. You know, it's fantastic.
Any website people can go to for tips?
Yes, for some recipes and advice. They can go to Garden Gourmet, and you want to type that in as one word. So it's gardengourmet.co.uk.
Brilliant. Leslie, lovely, delightful having you on the show again.
It's nice to talk to you.
Thank you.